I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 wine advent calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
How come you're always so drunk on Christmas? Making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
It's December 12th. We're halfway through.
Thank God.
Halfway through. Oh my goodness.
I am so sick of doing this.
Are you tired? Well, you got 12 more days to go, so.
It's true.
Hang in there. Fortunately, we have some fabulous guests with us tonight.
Is that who these ladies are?
It is. Yes, we have Jill LaPointe and Heather Hoy, some of Lawrence's finest. Here they are. Hello,
good
ladies.
Good evening.
Hello.
Thank you.
So happy to be here.
Us. We're so glad you're here. Okay, well, should we just get to it? Open up.
Yeah, let's pull this wine
out.
Okay, so we are looking at a wine called Paloncini.
Lovely.
It's got a nice label.
It's
all
cute.
The wines have had nice labels. We've got like a big bunch of pink balloons.
Oh, yes.
And
beautiful. A beautiful label.
Jill, what do you think Paloncini means?
I believe that Paloncini means balloons, would be very appropriate for that lovely pink bouquet of balloons.
And this is our first rosé, am I not mistaken?
Our first rosé, yes. Mm-hmm. This is made from Sangiovese and Merlot. It supposedly, according to Around the World in 24 Wines, has ripe tannins, bright acidity, and soft, velvety fruit. But we will be the judge of that. They suggest pairing this with a make-your-own pizza night, which continues the kind of very specific food suggestions
very
that you get
specific.
From around the world in 24 wines. They really, really very specific.
I mean, Italian wine with Italian pizza.
Yeah,
I mean, of course.
Oh, that's this what is a cheers. Let's have a cheers.
Cheers.
December 12th. Guys, we're
here to the 12th.
Halfway to Christmas.
It does have a very delicate.
It is. It's very pretty.
It's a lovely
look.
Pale pink.
Is it mildly effervescent or is that?
There's some bubbles in there.
Very mildly.
Very mild, but yeah.
A little sparkle.
Not much on the nose. I mean. Well, I mean, I'd say that's perfectly serviceable.
Oh, this is nice. This makes me feel like I would love to be on a sailboat. Just bobbing along on the ocean.
Love
knowing that there is a pizza in a wood-fired oven just waiting
awaiting you.
Yes.
A wood-fired oven on a boat is dangerous.
It's not optimal, but
I like
you
that.
Know, this Paloncini rosé makes me feel like I want to live on the edge.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I like that.
I would also have an unlicensed sailor captaining the boat.
I like that.
This is getting better and better.
This is exciting. This is very exciting.
This wine is opening up just like the wood-fired oven on our boat.
Yes. Okay, let's take a moment
and
collect our thoughts.
Further initial thoughts or fantasies that you want to share before we...
I'm feeling like for a rosé, this seems heavy on the Merlot grape to me.
Oh, okay.
That sounds really smart. I wish I'd said that.
Yeah,
that does sound very smart.
You edit this though, right? You could go back and...
I will. I'll put in me saying that.
Post. Yeah, you can fix that in post.
They'll steal your lines. All right. Your good lines.
I also think it's good to discuss, and I can't discuss this off the top of my head, about how rosé is made, because I love rosés, but it seems like people think that perhaps rosés are just mixing a red and white wine, but it really has to do with how the wine is made.
Yeah.
It's not a blend, but perhaps in the 80s, you know, that was how people did it, but...
I do think there's probably the evolution of the... a white Zin taster who that's their expectation is
yes
they're gonna get a white Zin when they pick up a rosé perhaps and you
love
need to
a
be
white zin.
If you love a white zin, you need to just drink rosé.
And the thing I like, one of the things I like about rosé is that it can be so many different things. Some are sweeter, fruitier. Some are very dry, yeah. crisp. But they do always, to me, seem like good summertime drinks, but I know you can drink them year round.
It's kind of the drunken housewife wine too, you know. It's kind of got yeah. that rep.
Like, guys are making me like it more. I like yeah. a lot of these visions. I'm on a boat with drunken housewives.
Right.
Well, giant dangerous wood fire.
They are
oven.
Really trying
they're
to lean into the idea.
Unlicensed captain.
Yeah.
All right.
A drunk unlicensed captain.
I'm sorry, you were trying to make exactly. us break and I like set them off.
No, that was all
several
wonderful.
Minutes
that
later.
Quality. That was quality capture. But yes, let's break, capture our thoughts okay. on paper or okay. in your mind, and then yeah. we'll come back with our ratings.
Okay.
That's right. All right, we're back. Okay, so we're ready to do some ratings. I'm going to start. So the Palancini, light, fresh, ever so slightly tannic. This is a wine that I think you can happily pal around with. You can drink it on your yacht, your back porch, or in your kiddie pool. It's not mind-blowing, but it is inflated just enough to carry you away like a bunch of pink balloons.
Inflated.
I give it 3.5 JB.
Okay. Well, I have a lot to say about
go,
it.
Go, Jill, go.
For drinkability, I would give it a 4. I
okay,
don't
okay.
think you need food to enhance this wine. It doesn't ask a lot of you. It gives you room to kind of take it where you want to go. I love to imagine. I did get, after I was sipping it a while, I was getting a little bit of sort of a Granny Smith apple tartness to it.
It's tart,
which made my story a little different, because as I was drinking this, I was imagining a Venetian gondolier named Paolo.
Mm-hmm.
He's been kicked out of the Gondoliers Federation.
Oh, Paolo.
For taking too many risks. As a gondolier, you know, I think they probably take an oath where, you know, their primary purpose is not just to help maintain the canals of Venice, but also to enhance the lives of their passengers. And, you know, Paolo was playing fast and loose.
Okay. Oh.
And so he was kicked out.
Paolo.
He started working on a pleasure craft off the Isle of Capri. And I was the first American woman he had encountered in person. Up to this point, his only exposure to American women were things that he had seen in gossip magazines that people would leave around. So, you know, think Paris Hilton. These
right.
are old gossip magazines, not
right.
current ones.
Nice and dig at Paris Hilton there.
And so, you know, Paolo sees the pink balloons and he thinks, this is what American women like. They like the pink balloons. You know, they like their little dogs in purses. And so he presents you this wine, and you just know you're going to have a wild time with Paolo. He's not going to ask a lot of you. He will let you be free to do what you want.
Love it.
And, you know, is happy to give you this gift of this rosé. One last thought I had. How many of you are familiar with the film The Red Balloon?
Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
That follow, you know,
yeah,
you follow
that.
Through Paris. So I like to imagine these pink balloons floating away from Venice and finding their way to the seaside. And
oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the song 99 Luftballoon.
Yes, it's
that nuclear war.
Yeah, that would be different.
Great song.
It is a great
song. It is different, though.
I know. One of my goals a few years ago was to learn the lyrics to that in German, and I just never got there, because it's my version of singing it when I was in the eighth grade you know, just me imagining I knew what it meant is still stuck in my mind. So
and
I can't.
You could grow out your armpit hair.
Then you
would look like...
I did have kind of the Nana boobs.
Nana.
But yes. So I think this is a great gift to give somebody because it does have the lovely label. Like I said, it doesn't require a lot of you, so it lets you sort of fill in the blanks the way that you would like to.
That was such a beautiful review.
That was
amazing.
Gorgeous.
That was incredible, yes. Jill. Oh my God. That was like, I'm touched.
So you're giving it 4?
I'm giving it 4 for drinkability only because it, like I said, doesn't require food.
No, I think you've explained it. No, that was beautiful.
I don't know that I would give it a, you know, if I were giving out the Academy Awards of wine, it wouldn't be a 4, but yeah.
I love it.
Heather.
I'm going to say 2.5 bells.
Ooh, okay.
I don't mean to deflate anyone's balloon.
Ooh. I love that.
But compared to other rosés, I wouldn't put this at the top of my list. I think for me, I prefer a little more sparkling rosé. Mm-hmm. This is very flat on the finish. You know that taste you get in your mouth when you are blowing up in a balloon and then it's... You suck it back in.
I think we've all been
doesn't
there.
Taste like that, but it also isn't something I want in my mouth all the time. So I guess I would say just 2.5. But everything Jill said made me feel like I just want to be with a fallen gondolier.
Paolo. Ciao,
Yeah.
Paolo. Two and a half is not a terrible rating. That's like a...
No.
CC minus.
Yeah. I mean, it's not epic fail.
No.
But we don't need great inflation, do we?
No, we don't.
Yes. No. Yes. But I don't know the price point on these wines either. So I do think, you know, is this a $10 bottle of wine perhaps?
The World in 24 wines from Costco cost about $100. So
this is a $6.
I did the math at one point. These are probably like 10-ish average if you were buying a full bottle.
Yes. I just want to make sure everyone who can't see the bottle knows it's a small bottle.
These are
of wine.
Demi bouteilles.
The demi bouteilles.
And
okay.
Have you discussed how attractive the actual case that the wines are contained in?
I find the case a little... I like the labels of the wines a lot. I find the case a little busy from a graphic design perspective. And a little skeuomorphic in that it's like, oh, look, it's this trunk that's got all these like stamps of... But yes. It's fun. I agree it's fun.
It is fun.
And I wouldn't say it's like bad. Like they did what the brief said as the graphic designer. It's not like elegant.
Agreed. And I think that probably matches the quality of the wines. It's more it's more for fun.
You know,
bit of a gimmick.
What I have really liked, and then I will say my piece on this one. What I have really liked is you are getting some. I mean, this is an Italian rosé, which isn't that like out there, but we have experienced a lot of varietals and like regions that we would not normally buy wines from. Like
right.
Romania.
And the next one is spoiler alert, the next one's Bulgarian.
Wow.
But look, this is a rosé, it's our first rosé, and like rosés are fine. I'm very much I totally feel where Jill is coming from, and if I were on a yacht...
On a yacht?
If I was,
this would be delightful.
If I were on a yacht, my bare feet caressing the teak deck on the Tyrrhenian Sea...
Paolo massaging your shoulders?
With...
No, not a care in the world.
Sexy and sex-starved Captain Paolo...
Captain Paolo.
Massaging my shoulders and... offering me this wine, that to me would be a 5 jingle wine.
Yeah.
I am not on a boat.
It's all contextual.
I am not on a yacht. I am in Kansas in the winter. So it's hard to put myself in that mindset. But I would say this is a very pleasant summer quaff. Hard to fault it, really. It's very clean. I would say pretty balanced. I'm not getting any of the foul notes that Heather kind of was picking up on. I found it very pleasant. So I'm going to give this a respectable 3 JB. Okay. We're really a nice spread there in terms of our ratings.
My palate is also corrupted by Coke Zero.
I thought you were going to say cocaine. But
that would have made it a lot more interesting.
Sponsored by cocaine.
Okay, so 3.25 JB.
Not bad.
How do you shake a 0.25 jingle?
God damn it. See, this is why.
This is why we don't have guests.
What was the question?
Very gently. Very, very gently is the answer, Heather.
It's just the little, you get that hit and then it just cuts off real quick.
Very
but
gently.
Okay.
I don't do the jingle sound effect for the final rating, though.
Oh, okay. That's probably smart.
Yeah. For this very reason. We're going to get a 3/8, and I'm like, fuck this.
All right. Fabulous. Well, that's a 3.25 for the Palancini. Thank you so much for our fabulous guest. Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023
Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in
no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the Bone Point Wine Calendar at Costco. All of the things expressed are under those of Jeremy Wells and or their guests. The World in 24 Wines Calendar and Costco.